are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
You know, normally I do these Serious Growth Podcasts solo, but I thought it might be wise for me, health-wise, for me to have you come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I really have nothing much to say today, but I have a lot bothering me.
Okay.
Does that give you an idea?
No.
And I just found it really interesting when I asked you to be on. Your first response is like, what are you going to do to me?
What are you going to do to me? What did I do wrong where you need to pick on me?
Am I really like that?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I'm fishbowl.
I am? I don't see myself that way. Anyway, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
In case I stroke out or if I go into like a death stare, okay, you need to kick in.
Okay.
You need to do something.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what it is. If you want to keep the show going, or just, you know, call the ambulance or just wait till you get done. I really don't care. Just keep it going. The show must go on. Okay. My stated goal is at the end of the day, be positive. That's my stated goal.
For today?
Just for today. Just for the podcast.
Okay.
Otherwise, what the fuck is going on? I see, you know, the thing about social media now is that it exposes a lot of things, you know, because you can see inside gyms, you can see, you know, it's just more exposed.
You think it exposes? I feel like people only share what they want people to see.
Well, that's mainly true, probably. I don't know, but it's still, I think it exposes, you know, I know for me, I can tell like in 3 minutes when somebody's giving information, like these fake trainers, gurus, whatever the fuck they call themselves.
Yeah.
And I can tell in 3 minutes. So that's exposure for me. But I guess what I'm really talking about, the shit that drives me crazy to this day, and it will to the end of the day, my days, is the things I just see around me. I mean, I see... And it didn't used to be like this. I see people just walking around, the average Joe, that are actually in better shape than the people I see in the gyms. That didn't used to be that way, I don't think. It didn't. God, does that piss me off.
That's what you're paying attention to?
Well, yeah. This is what I do. I pay attention to people.
I pay attention to people too. And I don't, I mean, I'm not saying I judge or anything.
Oh, I do.
But I mean, I've just noticed just out and about how many Americans are out of shape.
I know. And yet then some of the gyms that I look into and around and have been in, cause I'm around and in a lot of gyms, you know, I get around, I'm like at this ease. I get around and I see people that are on, this is my point. They're on the street and they're in better shape than what I see in the people in the fucking gym.
I just think it's an American thing.
It's a goddamn epidemic.
At least the ones that are in the gym are trying.
Oh, really? That brings me to one of the things that's bothering me. Intensity versus patheticness.
Well, they don't have somebody like you.
Wait.
In their ear.
Wait. Intensity versus patheticness. I've seen people working out in the gym that couldn't possibly work out any easier. They couldn't possibly work out any easier. And I heard not too long ago, fairly recent, some male was screaming like a little bitch. Not even doing it. It was just barely past his body weight.
Really?
Yeah, really. This is what bothers me.
I thought you were going to say that morgue line that you always say.
So say what?
That morgue line where you're like, I've seen more.
Oh, intensity in a morgue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man. And all I would say, you know, the first thing I'm thinking about is, people, would you please do yourself a favor? Go into the mirror. And ask yourself, are your results that you're seeing right now, do they reflect the struggle in the gym? Just do that.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product. Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
That's actually a really good one.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Because then you'd be like, oh, I don't really feel like I'm seeing results. Well, how much are you struggling? But I think a lot of people would say that they are struggling. Like their struggling is different than your struggling.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I'm not coming from a bodybuilding standpoint right now. I'm not the furthest thing away from that. I'm not. The average person that's in the gym.
Yeah, I have seen people
you have to go to the mirror and ask yourself that question. The results reflect the struggle. Nobody's struggling. Not even a little bit. You haven't noticed?
I noticed some.
Look around.
I noticed some.
It's the most incredible thing. I don't even know what to say. I'm like stunned in a little bit. Well, I do have a tip. I mean, I'm trying to be like,
for these people.
Well, I'm trying to just at the end of the day be very, very positive. And I have some entrepreneurial tips that I'm going to run across you. I haven't thought them all the way through, but I think it might be a new way for the fitness or, you know, gym business moving forward. Anyway, a tip. Here's a tip. Simple. Train harder. Okay. I mean, after listening to that male whiny bitch do that, just barely his body weight. He could have done body weight and done more work. He had like a 5-pounder.
Okay. No, he didn't.
It was gross. Just... It was gross. I almost like throw up in my mouth when I watch some of these people do a set.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe how, anyway. Okay. So train harder, simple.
Yeah.
Okay. That has a wide, range. Harder means, like you said, I'm just simply saying train harder.
Yeah,
just do that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then push away from the trough. Push away from the trough that you're eating in. Do you know what a trough is? Do you know what a trough is? Because they look like they're eating out of a fucking trough. They need portion control. Or
okay, what is your tip for portion control?
Good question. Yeah. Easy. Just push away from the table. Simple. No, listen. Here's what I say. Okay. Train harder. After 5 minutes, push away from the table. Simple. Simple.
Train harder after 5 minutes?
No. Okay. They're not getting any smarter either. Train harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're at the trough eating, okay, this is a separate deal. When you're
at 5 minutes to eat and then push away.
After you're eating for 5 minutes straight, because I can tell that when they're going down in the trough, they're not coming up for air. And then do pushaways.
Pushaways. Hey, so here's a question. What about for the people that are really starving? No, stop. Don't get like that. No,
in the gym?
No, starving as in with eating. Because you're talking about pushaways. I'm being serious.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm talking about gym businesses. I'm not talking about the plight in the world where people are starving. I'm not talking about that.
No, not starving like that. I'm talking about, so how are they supposed to push away if they're like legit hungry?
Wait. Let's just make sure that we're still talking to the people that are in the gym.
Yeah.
No, they're not hungry. I can tell you that. All you have to do is look. They're not hungry. So mean. Well, no, I'm trying to come from a very constructive and very positive point of view.
Okay.
You're not hungry. What you're doing is you keep teaching yourself to hang at the trough 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Oh, so you're not really hungry, but your mind probably says
you've conditioned your body. Like, I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. You're but not really hungry.
All you have to do is go to the mirror again. If you're not sure if you're hungry or not, or if you're starving, go to the mirror.
Okay.
Maybe there's too much fat around their eyeballs to lids, so they can't see themselves as they are. I don't know. This shit bothers me. Okay, so here's what I've come up with. I think this is where I'm going to. Okay. One way, the epidemic that we have in our society inside of our gyms, because that's a microcosm of what's going on.
I was going to say, which epidemic are we talking about?
In the gyms. Yeah, okay. In the gyms. Okay. I'm just looking for solutions.
Yeah.
I think one way to get some immediate result, and I think it would be a lot better for the gym business, if a certain amount of people, I think that if you were like 20 pounds overweight, you should get a shot that would just kill you.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
Well, those people are just getting in the way.
I think I'm technically 20 pounds over.
You need a shot. You need to get rid of your ass.
I think like from my like height and everything, I would be considered 20 pounds over. I think I'm supposed to weigh like 100 pounds.
Maybe you just need to get a shot that makes you like really like severely ill, just to like a warning shot. Well, okay, 30. Okay, that's a good point. Let's just say if you're 20 pounds overweight, it's mandatory. I think that what they should start doing is same way with like the drive-thrus. You know what I mean? You just can't go through a drive-thru if you're 20 pounds overweight. Does that mean? I'm looking out for the health of society. Can you not see that logic? Okay, look, I'm joking. It's a joke.
I know.
Kind of. It's a joke.
Uh-huh.
But it would solve the issue. Really.
Yeah, I think.
I think you got to earn.
In America, it's all about eating out, eating at restaurants.
You have to earn it. I think it's got to be based on performance.
DoorDash.
You perform, then you get to go through that drive-thru. They should have a scale at the drive-thru. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're like, you know, if there's like, it has to go by averages, you know, if you have four people, because you want to take people out.
Yeah.
If you guys are going over a certain amount of weight, can't get food. Or you could get just like water.
You know what? You never know what the world's going to turn out to be. You might encourage somebody to start this process.
I'm just trying to think outside the box, solutionize. Look, nothing that is extraordinary and that being done, like going to the moon, you got to think in a different way.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing as it relates to the weight and health and fitness of our society. I mean, it's a proven fact that we are in shitty shape.
Yeah.
In the United States, especially. Oh, yeah. I mean, doesn't that concern you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have to take actions.
And then when I go to the doctors, everybody there is overweight. And I'm like, and it's killing us. So, it's hurting us.
Yeah. I mean, if you're killing yourself, I'm just helping you go through that process sooner. If you get over 30 pounds of weight, you got to come to the doctor's office, get a shot, go die, get out. You're done. I'm just doing what you're doing to yourself.
That would scare somebody that they would not want to get that big.
It's kind of like that. You ever seen that show calling Scared Straight? They take them into prison.
Oh, yes.
Kids?
Uh-huh.
You got to do that with health and fitness. You got to scare the shit out of people.
I think that would scare people.
You got to take the shot.
I think everybody would be anorexic.
Okay, I'm going to give you one chance. I'm going to give you the shot that makes you severely ill. Throwing up. You want to die anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a little precursor, a little pre-warning as to what the next 10 pounds that you put on. You fat fuck, Vince. Okay. So anyway, I've come up with a solution for a new type of gym. Okay. Let's just say that we can't really solve the problems of the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's out of hand. People are just, they're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? So open up a gym that's called a fat fuck personal training studio.
Oh my
God. No, listen, this is like, I'm giving up. Okay.
Jesus.
No, not Jesus, but I'm giving up. Fat fuck personal training studio. Okay. Just roll with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My USP, because you need a USP.
For every business.
Right. How about this? I can get you in the worst shape of your life, period. I can get you fat as fuck.
So is this an opposite of a gym?
I can get you. I'm looking for a solution either way. or a place for these people to go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can get you fat as fuck or your money back plus a pepperoni pizza. I mean, why wouldn't you come to that? I know it sounds kind of stupid and kind of silly, but to me, it's not any sillier than what I'm seeing inside these goddamn gyms. Wait. So
is this supposed to be positive?
It depends on how you look at it.
Oh my gosh.
No. Okay. It's for so we're in a society now where nobody wants to be judged. Hence planet shitness. You know what I mean? They're already doing that. Okay. Fat fuck personal training studio is to get personal training, huh?
Huh?
And not be judged.
Ma,
I mean, seriously, you can get as fat as you want. I can get you as a trainer. Your fat fuck trainer can get you in the worst shape of your life, period.
I don't think anybody would go to that.
Well, I don't know. Based on what I see, I have a lot of candidates out there. Okay, wait.
Well, they don't want to be that way.
You don't know that. Okay, so here's a couple of games that we can play inside of the Fat Fuck Personal Training Studio.
Oh my gosh.
No, let's check it out. Okay. Okay. So imagine this. You're going to have all these fat fucks that are in this studio, this gym, new wave gym. No judgment. Check this out. You get all the fat fucks like in an open space.
So awful.
Have you ever been to a destruction derby, or do you know what that is?
No.
Unbelievable. And stupid. Okay. It's where you go like at the fair. They have these cars.
Yeah.
And they put them all like in this ring.
Oh,
The cars bump. They bang into each other. Uh-huh. The last one that's standing wins.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you have all these fat fucks, okay, that are in this open area of a gym. Not where the weights are, for goodness sake, because there's not enough room. Yeah. So, okay, in this deal, it's like a destruction derby. These fat fucks are just bumping into each other, boom, with their bellies and their asses. And the last person that's standing, because if you get knocked down by me, if I belly bounce you, knock you off your feet, or ass bounce you, and you can't get up, okay, you're done. What do you think? It's another way. Just think outside the box with me here a little bit. We can have fun doing that. And look, it's extra activity. There's a slight chance that you might lose some fucking weight. Huh? And with that being said, you look at me like you're shocked and surprised.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking, like, what does my face look like right now? That was like really legit.
It's another way to think about this. You would actually get extra exercise. Now, there's if you're that one.
I'm trying not to have expressions on my face.
If you're one in the million that actually do want to get in shape, but there's no pressure. If you just by fucking chance at accident, you know, because you want a belly bouncing derby, you got a little extra exercise and you dropped a little weight, a little fat. I mean, look, there's no scales needed. Think of that, the pressure that you don't have to be under in this new gym, Fat Fuck Personal Training Gym. You don't have to weigh. Yet, there's a way to determine if you're making progress. Okay. Again, this may seem a little outrageous. Oh, you'll start crying? Okay, so you want to find out if you're making progress and you don't want to get on the scale. You know, I've had people over the years, believe it or not, a serious moment. They're so freaked out about the scale.
Yeah.
We know that if you really know as a trainer what you're doing, you don't really need a scale.
Yeah.
But it's something that we do. It's a tool that we use to measure where we're at.
Yeah.
And I believe in them for the sake of accountability. How about this? No scales needed. How do I know if I'm making progress? Good question. In Fat Fuck Personal Training Gym program, again, you have to get in a room. There's no equipment. It's just a wall. Okay. So what you do is you get back like 10 or 15 feet. Just bear with me. You run as fast as you possibly can to the wall. Boom. You hit it. if you break your nose and you don't bounce off the wall, you know that you've made progress.
Oh my God. Come on. So bad.
No, come on. When you break your fucking nose, like, progress. And you know what you're, look, you could make it like a challenge. And for the person that wins that challenge, they get to go eat themselves into oblivion until they get to the point where they can't even breathe anymore. How about that? And that puts them right back in, if they survive that, puts them right back into the fat thug personal training, no judgment zone, get in the worst shape of your life, or I can get you fat as fuck in no time. How about that?
So that this is what you think about. this is the stuff you think about when you're in your office.
Unfortunately, yes. I don't know how another way to get around this.
I mean, that's I'm bothered. It's a lot of thinking. You didn't just make all this up right now.
No, I give it a lot of damn thought.
No, you gave it a lot of thought.
I give it a lot of thought.
And you're probably sitting in your office just like this.
I give it a lot of thought. I mean, you can tell by the detail that I'm going in.
Yeah. You have thought about it.
I think that there's some entrepreneur, there's some, like, it could be a business, you know, opportunity for some people. I don't know. All I'm trying to do is come, let's, what we're doing in the gyms across America, for the most part, just look around, is not working. Why the fuck would you continue to do something that's not working? Think about that. Why would you? Why would you? Maybe.
Jeez.
Maybe you're that person going into the gyms across America, and all you want to do is just not get worse. Maybe.
Yeah.
And yet I see it get worse. I mean, there's no way out. I want a place to train. You know, I want a place to train where it really, it looks like people are getting into some semblance of shape. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't expect people to get into to looking like a bodybuilder. Bodybuilder has different, I mean, there's a categories of bodybuilding, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that where you compete. I'm really not. I'm just saying, why don't we make it a point to get ourselves in some semblance of shape? And in all seriousness, you know, I am, you know, obviously I'm making light and fun. It's joking. And for those people that are sensitive out there and can't take a joke, fuck off. I'm mostly joking. So fuck off if you can't take this. But I'm just simply, look, if you're that person that's in that category, don't be pissed off at me. I'm not the one that's shoving shit down your throat till you can't, you know, till you puke. I'm not that person. I'm not calling out anybody's name, you know, any person by names. If you fit in that category, own up to it. That's all. But I'm really coming from a sincere place. Because I love to this day, 40 years of being in this industry, I want people to get in shape. I stay up at night still to this day wondering why people quit on their program. Mm-hmm. And you know that I've talked about that. That's a burning fucking question for me. And I take responsibility for that to say, what is it that I can do better? Fat fuck personal training. I mean, come on.
Okay. So after hearing all of that, if somebody
I'm good. Go on.
If somebody is listening to this,
well, they are.
Who is overweight?
Are you asking a question?
No, I'm just saying.
You're confusing the shit out of me. Okay, I might be having that moment that we talked about in the beginning.
If somebody is listening to this who is overweight, just leave them with one freaking tip of how to get started.
Go to my website at leocostajr.com. You know what I mean? And you go right there. There's a survey that you can take. You're only as good as your weak link. This is
What's the survey do?
Give me a chance.
No, first, what's the survey do before you keep going on?
It identifies how weak or strong. I'll use layman terms. Do you know what? Never mind. It identifies how weak or strong your immune system is, your insides. Okay. If you're an athletic person, a former athlete, Okay, here's the term that we use. You're only as strong as your weak link. Mm. If you've got, you know, if you're something's going on, you know, inside that needs to be fixed. And that means not only here, but here, because people right here are mostly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is command center. So all that needs to be addressed. And that's what that survey is. Basically, you're just taking a survey on yourself. I've got, you know, some questions that purposely identify how strong or weak you are. And you always start from the ground up. It's like building something. You always start from the ground up, not from the top down. Okay. Inside out. It's the same thing. It'll take you. Well, you know what that, I know you're asking, you know, what that survey is, but you know what it is. How long do you think it's going to take somebody to fill that out? Because you know what it is. You're a part of grading that and you filled it out. Okay.
Maybe like 2 to 5 minutes.
Well, what about worst case scenario? Because
worst case scenario, probably 5 minutes, okay. I would think.
Okay. And the thing that's shitty about all this thing, there's going to be some people who won't even take fucking 5 minutes to address their own health. For you fucking losers, Fat Fuck Personal Training Studio is definitely for you, because you will not be a part of that process to make yourself better. You won't take 5 fucking minutes to do that. Do you think I'm exaggerating? Being around like the industry, do you think I'm exaggerating, really? You can't speak now? Do I need to call an ambulance for you?
I think you're not exaggerating.
That's sad. That's sad.
It is sad. And I wish that, you know, we could help more people, but.
No, don't feel sorry for them. Unless they're out of their fucking minds, that's different. If you're of sound mind and body, don't feel sorry for them.
Why do you think that they don't do anything? People that are overweight.
Because they have no self-esteem. They have no respect for themselves. No.
Oh, so then this goes to the only way to really reach those people is first to reach them in their head.
Well,
reaching them on the inside.
I think you're right, but I'm thinking for those people, what they need to do is go to a shrink, a major fucking shrink. Or what we're trying to do is, you know, this survey that we're doing has value is $200. You go anywhere else, you're going to fill this thing out. They're going to charge you a couple $100 to do this. And we're giving it for free. Not even for free. And doing it for 5 minutes will people do this? They won't. And that's not a fucking joke. That's not. You know that. But the point is, yes, you have to come. You know, I talk about this. You got to get in the mirror at some point and be real with yourself. Stop fucking around with yourself. You're only, you know, when we in our regular gym atmosphere, we put people, we do a diet analysis. If you think that by not telling us exactly what you're eating because you're ashamed of that.
Oh, yeah.
Who, at the end of the day, do you think you're fucking over? It's not somebody who's a professional who knows exactly that you're doing that to us, because we see it all the time. It's just like me now being in the industry around these, you know, the environment. In 3 minutes, I can tell if you're a faker, if you're a fake trainer, if you're...
Wait. Don't get started.
Wait. No. You know what I mean? Who do you think you're kidding? And yet so many people, we're all, it's human nature. It's called denial, you know, victimhood. Call it what you want. Too bad. I understand if you're somebody who's out of their fucking mind, serious, you know, you can't help yourself. That's a different animal. That's a different story. A horse of a different color. I'm not talking to those people. They do have a reason, legit mm-hmm. reason. I get that. But do most of them? No. And you know that. So I'm coming, you know, to make this, to circle back to what we're doing. You know, do the survey, you get some immediate information, but it's all about like a, you know, keeping that carrot in front of you a little bit. When I have somebody come into that program, I turn people away from some of my training programs that I have. I turn them away because I already know. And I make it quite clear to them. You know, I had somebody yesterday, they wanted to come on and do a program. The first thing that I heard was, Can I see what it looks like? Fuck no, you can't see what it looks like. I'm going to give you a money back guarantee. No, fuck you. You can't give me 3 weeks. I'll give you a money back guarantee if you just go a month, 3 weeks a month. And you want to see what it looks like first? Fuck off. That's code for I'm not going to do it. I'm a loser. You don't have enough balls or enough whatever you got as a female. I don't know what you guys got, but whatever you got, you don't have enough gumption to hang it out there and say, what do I have to lose? Somebody's going to give my money back. What do you have to lose, Kara?
Nothing. What are you?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
You know, no, yeah, no. Don't say yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
I would. I do things money back guarantees.
I'm not talking about, I'm not directing this at you. Why, as a person who's, why wouldn't you do that?
Because they really know they won't follow through.
There we go. You either need a shot or you need to go to Fat Personal Training Studio. I mean, really, I can't help you. That's what it's really like out there. And that's what keeps me up at night. But it's all based on the fact that I want you to get in shape. I know that our program will work so well for you. I'm willing to give you a money back guarantee. All you have to do is follow. Ooh, what a novel concept. I have to follow a program for 3 whole weeks. I don't even know how I haven't gone off and been on top of a fucking gun tower, mowing people down.
Oh, gun tower gosh. Syndrome.
Have you ever heard of that? I mean, fuck. I almost went, well, I couldn't talk anymore. I still love this stuff. I still care. You know, and I don't know what to do about it, Kara. I'm that guy that's been around for 40 fucking years. And I don't know how to fix it. So let's turn this around. What am I going to do? I can go to the pasture, put myself in pasture. You know what that means, by the way? You probably think it's like a preacher or something. Pasture. No. Okay. You know what pasture is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Land.
Oh, that was good. What kind of land, Kara? That was real fucking good. You know, you're starting to piss me off. You might be in danger right at the moment.
Oh my God.
Land. Can't really like land?
Land, a pasture where there's.
Where there's what?
Grass.
There you go.
Weeds.
Yes, all those.
All okay. Those things.
Okay, so I can go out and put myself in pasture?
Yeah. You mean put yourself down?
No. So I could also take the shot because that would end it. That would end it. That would end this fucking misery. That tortures
me. So what
does
it mean to go into the pasture?
To go out and graze and say, fuck up. It's fuck everybody.
Oh,
fuck
really? Is that what that means?
Yeah. I'm out to pasture. Everything is wonderful.
I thought that people take animals to the pasture to kill them.
Well, they could if they want to fatten them up for beef. I'm not saying that. Okay. My pasture is just, you know, I've done it. I know here's the sick thing about this. If I go to pasture, if I retire, that's another word for retiring. That will definitely kill me.
See, yeah.
That's the crazy thing for me. I'm stuck.
You're stuck. You don't know what to do.
I'm stuck.
Which way do I go?
What the fuck am I going to do?
Do I deal with this or should I leave it?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Stop caring? Okay, that would be like you as a mother. You probably can't understand what I'm talking about. But put it in this.
Like if my kid is pissing me off, maybe?
Put it in this perspective. How do you stop caring about your kid?
You can't ever.
There you go.
Ever, ever.
Am I boring the fuck out of you? So the people that are coming in and the people I try to help, they're in a way, they're kind of like my kids. I care about them. I do. I try to show them all the time by saying, look, I've even had people, look, I'll give you a week free. I'm not going to let you see this program. I'll give you a week free. Will you do a week? You get an idea? I'll give you your money back. I'll create a diet for you that is so user-friendly that it won't even be like you're on a diet. You're going to get results. All you have to do is follow it. What? I'm trying to knock down all the barriers and all the obstacles that people continually put in their way so they self-sabotage. Because they, and I already can identify that, in their mind are thinking, fuck that. I know I won't do it. Go to the mirror and say that to yourself then. I know I'm not going to do this until you turn that shit around, if that's possible. Some people are just too far gone. They're like addicted drug addicts who at the age of 63 or 64 die from that addiction.
That makes sense.
That started when they were 20. They never could pull out of it. Some people are just like that. And that's probably just the way that I should look at it, is that you can't help everybody and you can't.
Yeah.
But when you, I think that, you know, I've always thought that I've been in it for the right reasons that way. And maybe I'm just full of shit, because I am. And by the way, I have to tell people that are listening to this, I have been a fat fuck. I have been called a fat fuck by one of the gurus in the industry, Vince Gironda. He called me a fat fuck. So if I'm calling you a fat fuck and you take it, fuck yourself. I've been a fat fuck. I understand what that means. I've been in denial. I've gone by that, you know, one day when I was 80 pounds overweight. Mind you, up until that 80-pound weight that I gained, up to that point, I walked by that fucking, that car window every day, going to the restaurant to go to the trough. And I never thought I looked that bad. Till one day, I kept looking in that stupid fucking, that fucking window reflection. Uh-huh. Okay, that window, that reflection of that window is like the mirror. Keep going to the mirror. Because, you know, one day, like I did, I walked by that window, and this is the truth. I glanced over there, and a split second, I said, who the fuck is that? It's me. That was the day that I said, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I never went back. I never went back to being a fat fuck. So I'm not saying that there's not help for you. I'm not saying that necessarily it's over for you, even though it might be. You have to address the obstacle of what you're dealing with. If it's, in this case, weight loss or being overweight, or something that's going on mentally with you, some obstacle that you have, anxiety, whatever it is. One of the ways back, even though it's hard as hell, I've been in a situation where I've been paralyzed with, I couldn't move, with fear. Not from strokes. Mm-hmm. I've been paralyzed with that shit too. Fear. To the point, this is what happens when people get so depressed, they can't even get off the couch.
Yeah.
I was almost that guy. I was that guy. I couldn't imagine getting up to go to the gym to work out. That gym saved my life. That gym was my mirror, because it was my accountability. It was my way to say, I'm just not ready to give up yet. So be that person. Just don't be willing. Just don't give up. Because you never know that one day that you go by that reflection or whatever, something just all of a sudden snaps in your head, because that's where it had to be. That looking into that reflection, it was what I saw with my head. Mm-hmm. And I said, fuck that. I mean, at that point, Kara, I was eating in that trough for 20, 30 minutes. I was out of control and in denial. That's wicked potion right there.
Yeah.
But when I got to that point, when there was so much pain, I couldn't take it anymore. I remember going on that diet. 1,000 calories. I remember. 1,000 calories for somebody who's weighing pretty close to 300 pounds or 250. Fat fuck. I was a fat fuck. 1,000 calories is nothing.
Yeah.
But I had my head so right at that point that nothing could stop me.
And you never broke?
Never. And I haven't to that day. I have not. Oh, have I fluctuated? Yes, I do it on purpose, mostly as a part of my, I'm lucky that way, because as a bodybuilder knows the three components to the nth degree, I know how to manipulate all this stuff, you know what I mean? So I'm not afraid of that. But no, I have never again gotten like that. No. Again, I'm not, to the people that I'm talking to and having a little fun with and maybe pissing off a little bit, you know, it's a big process. It's a long game. That doesn't mean that you can't get control, that you don't have some immediate results, because you will. Hmm. But it's a long game.
Yeah.
You know, in my life coaching business that we have, we know what we talk about with people is, again, the mirror. It's the thing that's really interesting about bodybuilding is that it's the building blocks for a lot of a wide variety of people. You know, for example, like the building blocks of bodybuilding apply to the high level athlete, but it also applies to the person who's just trying to create the best health of their life for vibrant longevity. It's the same building blocks. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just take those building blocks and you use them according to what that person needs. Same way with knowing how to, which I was able to do, is to take your macros and learn how to compartmentalize macros in a way to create a response. Like I did it to create, I wanted to reverse heart disease.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diet.
I remember that.
Which I did. So it's so that these building blocks don't mean, just because you hear bodybuilding and those building blocks, doesn't mean it's for the high level athletes, for everybody. So it's a process, but what we want to do is in all those different categories is develop daily habits. Even if it's one habit that you do for a length of time, because that daily habit, if you continue to do that, becomes a lifestyle ritual.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that you can build long-term success for mm-hmm. yourself. Otherwise, you're going to fail. You're going to look at failing as a part of the process. You have to fail a lot to get where you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's the same stuff that actually turns people away. And it stops them, because who wants to fail?
And I think that they think other people don't fail.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like the people that are successful, it's like, oh, they probably never
fail. Well, and that's part of the downside, I believe, now of social media, because there's so much bullshit out there.
Yeah, and they just show you the ending point, not to mention that,
and again, this, we're always exaggerating, but not to mention, like, in the social media world, you know, angles, filters to make you look. You know, it's look, if you're that person who's unsuspecting in a way, I mean, it can actually isolate you even more, because you're thinking, like I did when I first stepped into Gold's Gym 1,000 years ago. I was training 6 years at that point. Mm-hmm. I walked into Gold's Gym, Venice, where all the pros were, and I just went, no, fuck no, I can't do this. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
You know, but I was just lucky that I had been athlete for a lot of years. And once that initial shock set in, I said, no, I can do this, but I know it's going to have to be, I'm going to have to be, going back to what we talked about, you have to be a part of the process always. You have to be the main part of the process. You get people like yourself who are trainers, myself, who's now a life coach. We're not the main deal here. I don't want you to be codependent on me as your trainer or as your life coach. I want you to be dependent upon yourself. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to be that tool that you can use. You learn from your trainer, your life coach, a tool, and then you use it. But it's not like, okay, I'm waiting for him or her, because that's just, you're setting yourself up for a lot of long-term misery. Anyway, okay. Did I end on a positive note?
Yes. You did.
I did.
Good job.
You know, I felt like I weighed about 300 pounds when I first came in here, because I had all this shit on me just logging me down.
Really?
But I had to get this off my chest before I exploded.
Oh my gosh.
For those serious goers that are out there, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's in my newsletter. Anyway.
Yep.
Look, do you want to add on to something? Cause I
think you said it all.
I think you're like an emotional support dog today. Don't take the dog the wrong way. I can already see that you're.
No, I don't. I see how you are with Sadie.
You did today for me possibly kept me alive.
Well, good. Happy I could help.
There you go. You're a very positive person. Until next time, go get some serious growth, physically and emotionally.
There you go.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.